potential disagreement is opening between Britain and the United States over the prisoners being held at the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Foreign Secretary Jack Straw has said that the prisoners should be treated humanely and in accordance with international law. New photographs of Taliban and Al-Qaeda suspects, showing them with their hands and feet manacled and eyes and ears covered, have generated new concerns in Britain. The United States says the restraints are only used during the transfer of detainees. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in London. Why have these pictures created such an uproar in Britain?
Well, from the point of view of a lot of people in Britain, the United States-led coalition against terrorism depended on a moral distinction between terrorists and their adversaries. And the international cooperation that's produced good intelligence on Al-Qaeda members, led to the arrest of others, rested on that principle. So the pictures of prisoners wearing large goggles with lenses blacked out and mittens to protect guards from being scratched have the British asking whether that moral distinction has been blurred. And this British criticism spans a broad political spectrum. Centrists, liberals, conservatives attack the detainees' treatment, which to them looks like vengeance rather than justice. Members of Parliament have asked to meet the U.S. Ambassador William Farish over this. And one leading MP asked, what sort of effect are these pictures going to have in Cairo and Amman? And it's also tapped a deeper question here about the dangers of the sole superpower abusing that power. Critics here say that if the United States isn't going to live up to these international human rights conventions, well, then it's given a green light for others not to do it either.
Well, Britain has sent its own people to Guantanamo Bay to report back to Prime Minister Blair. What's their mission?
Well, at least three of the 144 prisoners being held are believed to be British citizens, and a diplomatic mission is reporting on their welfare. There are also reports that MI5 British intelligence agents are in Cuba. Now, Britain's security services want to find out firsthand about the terror network in this country, which is gaining a reputation as a hothouse for breeding terrorists. So British authorities want to interrogate these three British Al-Qaeda suspects on how they were recruited and by whom. And this has provoked its own furor. Amnesty International claims that the prisoners' human rights risk being violated, and all of that is due to be raised in the House of Commons today. Now, as you would suspect, Bob, the British press has jumped into the fray. The Daily Mirror asks its readers today to vote whether it's torture or justice. But another of its columnists writes, if Americans and British troops had been captured, then the world would have seen what real torture looks like.
What's Blair saying about all this?
Well, Blair has said these are very dangerous people, implying that keeping them caged and manacled was justified. But this entire episode risks a public relations nightmare for Tony Blair. I mean, after being the stalwart U.S. ally during the war, he can't turn around and distance himself after the war. But by the same token, at home, Blair has to be seen safeguarding the human rights of British citizens, no matter how heinous the accusations against them are. And now Downing Street is cautioning against a rush to judgment, saying that claims of torture shouldn't be bandied about, but it also wants to hear from the Americans on the circumstances of these photographs. Now, making matters worse, Tony Blair is coming under the same scrutiny for the same thing the United States is. There are claims here that the detention of terror suspects in a high-security prison in Britain are barbaric.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in London.